Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station. As we make our way through the A to Z of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, it is time for us to chat to Bec Petratis. Welcome to LOL Radio, Bec.
Hello. I'm sorry that I'm B and not I goofed up by not being called Jack.
Something along those lines.
I would have been in with the show. Dang.
Bec Petratis or Jack. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds cooler.
We could have slid it further down the track to Rebecca, but Bec is what you go by in. Are you a Rebecca by?
I'm a Rebecca. Oh yeah, I'm a Rebecca by birth, but a Rebecca in trouble.
Like, oh, I feel like yes, we don't.
If you call
that.
Me Rebecca, I've really goofed up. Like it's not a good situation. Bec is my going around name.
Yeah,
that's not what you call it.
For friends name. And family.
Yeah.
Well, folks from LOL Radio would know you from Gamey Gamey Game and many other stupid old studios. You're very much a hub person when it comes to stupid old studios.
It's funny, everyone that you've played, like Annie Louie saying hi. Annie Louie used to have a desk at Stupid Old Studios. Josh Earle, like the other night, was just rehearsing his show.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like we accidentally, through realizing about 10 years ago, just a little explanation, we made a production company 10 years ago so we could have a warehouse space to shoot sketches in. That was what me and a bunch of other comedians did. We were like, let's make this. And over the years, it's just become, like, people ask, and they're like, can I have an office here? I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah.
And so as it's grown, it's just a place where finally there's somewhere we can all hang out and mostly yell. I think the issue a lot of comedians had is that you can't work in like spaces that are, you know, there's like a WeWork or something. You can't work there and do comedy. It's too loud. You're saying rude words. And I'm being very careful on the radio, but we've got in our office a lot of people who are, I think, some of the funniest people in the country. But that means you're not necessarily like the most
PC.
Like quiet and calm. It's a very goofy office to be around, but it's really good, especially during lead up to comedy festival.
Oh yeah,
wandering around. It's also nice because you can walk up to someone and go, "How's your show going?"
Mm-hmm.
And they go, "Oh,
don't say that word."
Out at the same rate. Yeah, exactly.
I submitted a name about 6 months ago, and now I have to do something with it.
Yeah, I know. And you write the bio, and then you read the bio for you, and you go, "Oh my gosh, is that what the show is anymore?" I don't know.
It's changed so much.
But you know, I feel like mine is fairly accurate still, and I won't say the name of it.
Well, I was wondering how we were going to talk about it on the air, because it is based around the likes of Gamey Gamey Game, where you're embracing your nerdity.
Yes, I am. I am embracing my nerdity, and I feel like it very much is a show that is me. Like, I think I tried to do a more conceptual show last year about Christmas,
which
is a hard thing to market in April. It was a bit weird. I did a show on Easter doing my Christmas show. That's strange. Anyway.
We celebrate Christmas in July. Why not celebrate it at Easter time as well?
I mean, it all felt very festive.
Yeah.
And that's cool. But this one is just about me being a nerd, which I feel like is what I've always been. And was quite, I feel like the comedy flows pretty easily because I mostly do storytelling shows. So this is a very deep storytelling show. And it's easy to do when all of my stories are like, and then I made a silly nerd mistake and I'm embarrassed myself in front of another person. But it's been so fun making it because there's a lot of things to work through. So I could draw from that very great well.
Built up over
trauma.
Many years.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'm loving on your website, you've got quite a bit of merch related to the show.
Oh, you've just bought that. Do you know, I was just messing with that the other day. It's not up yet.
Oh, okay, righto. Because I was wondering if there's going to be, you know, folks rocking up to gigs in the, in the merch.
I mean, just I'm not going to say the word, but I'll say it's nerd, and then
it nerd F. We'll call it. Yeah,
yeah. Nerd. Well, it also has an asterisk in it. Like, I've censored it myself because I am a nerd, and I would never do that to my nan. I would never be like, I've got a rude word show. No, it's censored. But I made the poster. I mean, a lot of comedians in this festival, you self-produce things. You make everything yourself.
Yep.
I learned all how to do all these things so I can just do it myself. And I made the poster, and then went, hey, this is a pretty fun little logo. And I was like, I'd like that on a hat. But then I was like, oh, maybe I'll see what it looks like on a hat. That looks pretty good on a hat, actually. And if people rock up, I feel like it's good because it works as, oh, that's that reference. Or that's just who that person is.
Exactly.
They are a nerd. It works in every case.
Because on the site, you have in various forms, and I could see it taking off as a bit of a cult following.
I think it's cool. I've accidentally stumbled upon something quite cool in calling myself something quite mean. And I think that's being cool. I don't know what being cool is because I'm a nerd, so I feel like even me suggesting that it's cool, I've ruined it.
I've ruined it before it's taken off. It's a bit edgy.
It's a bit edgy. It's as edgy as I get, a rude word that's censored.
So your show, as I say, we'll say Nerd Fire Truck, at the Comedy Festival this year at Tasma Terrace.
Oh, and I love Tasma Terrace. Josh Earle's there as well. And it's just going to be nice. Like, Tasma Terrace used to be a venue maybe a few years ago, and it just has lovely, it's like a lovely heritage building. Mm-hmm. It's like going to somewhere very fancy and then seeing the most debaucherous, goofy stuff.
The darker side of the world, yep.
Yeah, it's nice to get that. I think I'm in like a really beautiful, ornate room, and I'm not going to do it justice. I'm going to sully it every night.
Well, what can folks expect? Because we're talking nerdery. Like, I myself would happily admit I'm an absolute and utter comedy nerd.
Yes.
So is it going to be nerdery from kind of like an era, or is it just general nerd culture?
It's sort of, since it's storytelling, it's my life and connection with being a nerd. So it goes through, look, we got your video game. We've got your television programs that are on the nerdy side, Doctor Who. You've got your all the big things are ticked that you're like, yeah, that's nerd stuff. But then also the general stuff, like maybe you might not get invited to a party sometimes. I want to put something in there for the people who just need to mourn the part of their lives that could have been cool.
Oh, it is definitely touching a nerve.
yes, and I think that's good. It's good to go to a comedy show and go,
I connect with this.
No. Yeah, I connect with this.
It's not just me.
Yeah, I think that's what's good about comedy is you just get to go laugh and then go, maybe I should go sort this out.
Or it's not just me, or thank goodness that's happening to them and not me. It's the old Schadenfreude thing.
You know, I did do a little trial for a mate, Mish Wittrup, who has a show.
Yes,
Mish Wittrup rocks. And I watched her show. It's brilliant. Just plugging another show instead of my plug. But she said that I was saying some things, and she went, that bit's really interesting because I had no idea it happened because she's a jock.
Yeah.
Big into sports.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, but she's like,
the other side of the playground.
Yeah, you get a little bit of an insight into the people who were getting bullied.
Did I do that, or was I on the receipt? Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good, actually, if people learn something. See, the nerds will enjoy it and have a nice time, and the other people will go like, I should change, what have I done?
I'm going to write that email as soon as I get home.
Yeah.
Well, it does sound like it's going to be a bucket load of fun, and you've got shows in the second half of the festival, so it's an April start, April 8th.
Mm-hmm. And that's me and Josh as well. I don't know why I'm plugging other people while I'm doing this, but me and Josh, you can come do same night.
Love it.
Come see me and Josh. Lovely.
Back-to-back, that is nothing better than settling in for an evening of comedy and bouncing around with different styles of comedy as well.
Yeah, there's so much going on. I love the comedy festival just being able to go. You can see straight storytelling, stand-up stuff, and then in another room, just go see, like, an absolute buck wild musical thing.
Yeah, or
like
an improv or a musical comedy or a... Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Hot Department is wild as well. I'm just saying random people. I'm like, I'm genuinely the the more we talk about Comedy Festival, the more I keep remembering, oh, yeah, I get to go see everyone else as well. This is going to be wonderful.
This is where it unleashes my comedy nerd.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, Bec. Thank you so much for having a chat tonight.
No worries. It was lovely.
We will pop a copy of this up as a podcast as well after the show, but we're going to continue on our journey now, and up next, our final J in our list is Josh Glance. Now, have you come across Josh's work before?
Yes, there's a sketch that he just put up that I helped film.
Oh, fabulous.
Maybe last year.
Yep.
There's a shot, you can watch a shot of it, where he goes underwater, and that was me holding a GoPro on a stick. I'm too ingrained with the comedy scene.
It's amazing. You were talking before about Stupid Old Studios, and just seeing your name pop up all over the place. Like most recently, the roast of John Cleese.
I'm all over the shop. I try to do writing work. I love doing writing work, but I do so much with like I'm on camera.
Yes,
I'm doing graphics. I'm doing set design. I can't. Stop, won't stop. I love comedy too much. I'll do anything to be in a show.
Whether it's in front of or behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, folks can see your show, and we'll call it again, Nerd Fire Truck.
Yep.
At Tasman Terrace. Thank you so much for having a chat tonight, Bec.
Ah, thanks so much.
And this is Josh Glance with The Laundry Song.